boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. We got a guest. I've been trying to get this man on the show for a couple years now, and we finally got him on. Melvin James from 414 Spotlight, Video Spotlight in Milwaukee, longtime video host and entrepreneur in studio today. How you doing, Melvin?
Man, I feel good. I finally made it. How you doing, Tori?
Hey, look, you bucked up?
Man, oh yeah. And when they won yesterday, I said, you know what? I got to put this on today.
We talking about the Rollins point guard that scored 30-some points.
Man,
I hope he keep it up.
Man, I know, right? So I didn't know he used to play for Golden State.
Yeah.
That's why he went off
you
like that.
You think it was the revenge game?
Yeah, you know how they do it.
I'm going to show you that even though you looked me over, I was powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know some people got to act.
Yeah. So I'm putting them up tonight.
Well, I'm happy that you're here because we always talk about culture.
Yeah.
We talk about artists. We talk about entertainment.
Yeah.
You can't do all of that without Melvin James.
Right.
Because you done met some of every artist.
Everybody. All of them. Before they got big, some of their first songs and all that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And for those that don't know, Melvin James has a show, 414 Video Spotlight, on TV.
That's right. Channel 24.
Channel 24, and it comes on late at night on Saturday.
Every Saturday night, yep. Channel 24 at midnight.
And you have been dealing with artists for years.
13. Last month made 13 years.
And helping marketing the artists as
well. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
You've been doing this so long.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You just seen the culture change into what it is today, mm-hmm. which is now where artists are now worldwide names.
That's right.
They're creating their own lanes now,
yep.
from the city of Milwaukee. But many times they got their first chance on 414 Spotlight to put their video and show their mama that they was doing something out here.
Hey, the comedians too now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Them too. Oh, yeah.
And so how has the journey been with you? Like,
you know,
you started out, okay, I'm finna start this outlet for Milwaukee artists where nobody was really paying attention. TikTok wasn't around popular like that.
Yeah.
Facebook was all right. I mean, people would be making posts on Facebook. Instagram was starting to, come into play. But 414 Video Spotlight, everybody was tuning in Saturday night at 12 o'clock. They was telling their family that, hey, look, I got my video. This was probably one of the only places in Milwaukee to present your video so it can be on TV so you can get the family together and say, look at what I'm doing. That's powerful.
It is, man. It is. Before that, when I used to be an artist, it wasn't nothing like that around.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came up with the idea, man, it was just awesome. You know, just so I started on Ion first.
Okay.
We was on Ion around 2000 and maybe 12 early at 9 a.m. It was on for a half hour. And I was there for a year, then I moved to 24.
Well, the cool thing about it is I even had my videos on there. Interviewed on there. When I was doing No Justice, No Peace, like that, you would always play the videos. And to me, you were at the time the only space where, when you got a video, you could upload it to YouTube. But Milwaukee artists wasn't getting a lot of traction off YouTube.
Right.
So when your show came on, people in the county jail was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Families would gather around the TV to stay up. They was out partying, hanging out. They would stop to watch the video spotlight because a lot of local artists were invested in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
You help a lot of artists get billboards.
All that.
You was doing a lot of work to try to promote and market these artists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even
That's
my
right.
crazy brother, one of my brothers, Wiggles.
Woo.
Yeah. He was going nuts on 414 Spotlight.
That's one of my favorites. You know why? Because he creative.
Right.
He didn't talk the same stuff everybody talked. Everybody talking about the girls and and all this stuff. When he did that one video with the Ike song.
With the Ike?
Man, I loved it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm serious. I look for different stuff. And when he sent me that video, I said, oh, yeah, now this is different. I loved it. One of my favorite videos, man.
Look, I'll tell you this. A lot of people, if they haven't told you that we're thankful that you provided the outlet. And you didn't even have to do it. You know what I mean? But you were driven. You were dedicated. And now it's going on 13 years.
13 years.
And it's still going.
Yeah, still going.
And I still see the billboards up with the artists.
Yeah, still be doing them.
I mean, some of these artists wouldn't have never thought that they could get a billboard.
I made it affordable for everybody. Right. You know, instead of me being out there by myself, I said, well, if I blend in with the artists, now you got 10 people promoting the billboard.
Right.
Not just me. So
that was genius.
That's how I said that.
Because I think that many times people wonder, where do I go to get my music heard? Or where do I go to find out how to market myself? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people use social media more now. But I think that when you started, before it was always social, you know, TikTok. They first, TikTok was Musical.ly during that time. It wasn't even a thing when you was allowing these people to have the opportunity.
13 years ago, that's a while ago, man. Yeah. You know, when I meet like some of the older guys like Cuckoo Kyle, they were like, man, where was you at, you know, when I first started?
Right.
You know?
But you came from that generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, growing up with Cuckoo Kyle and Baby Drew.
All them.
Yeah. And you were an artist at one point.
Way before that. I'm talking about 98.
Hold on, wait a minute. What was your rap name?
It was just MJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when you talk about how 13 years have passed, what do you see now that you didn't see at the beginning that's happening with the artists?
Creativity. You know, it's more creativity now with the music videos. You know, before it was a lot of just standing around in the living room. Now, the more that the AI stuff is really switching things around with the AI video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people being more.
You playing AI videos now?
Yeah. Guys got AI videos.
Oh, wow.
And they slick. You know, Steve White got a nice one. Yeah. You know, Steve White didn't take pictures?
Yeah, take pictures. He's an artist as well.
Man, Steve Cole.
Right.
Everybody think he just take pictures.
But, you know, that's how I met him. He was taking pictures. But
oh, no.
But the thing is, we got a lot of talent in the city.
Man, listen, a lot. I remember all of them started, you know, from the Little Chickens to the Steve the Stoners to Destiny Lands. I remember their first videos. Munch Lawrence. I remember their first stuff. Yeah.
What artists have stayed consistent over the 13 years that is now continuing to go as strong as they have over the years? Who's sticking out the most now? Yo, top five. We asked for the top five last time. You called in for the top five.
I'm going to go with Destiny Land.
Okay.
Be Justice.
Okay.
Be Justice is, he's classic. I mean.
Is he still living in Milwaukee?
Yes,
he is. Okay, that's what's up.
Be Justice got it. He don't get the recognition because he ain't no hood rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody like all the hood stuff. But nah, Be Justice, man, you pull up on the video set with him, man, you think you had a T.I. video or something because he got the whole set, makeup, person, everything. Ain't nobody that's coming up with no camera. Mm-hmm. He really put, you know, money behind his video. So I'll go with BJS's Destiny Lynn. Steve the Stoner is one of my favorites. See, everybody looking at Steve the Stoner, the dancer. The boy can rap.
Right.
He make really good music. You know, what's that? Three? Munch Lawrence.
Okay.
Munch Lawrence, he been around pretty much since day one. My son put me up on him. And he's been around. I'm going to throw one more in there, man. Let me see who I got. I'm going to say Chicken now. Before, it wasn't Chicken.
Okay, so because, Chicken right now.
Because I just kind of caught up on Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was at the beginning, but I could never play none of his video because it was always dirty.
Right.
So I never listened to him. But now, I say, you know what? Let me take some time on Only Chicken. And I say, you know what? I had to add him to my list.
That's what's up.
And that's recently. I just added him.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Salute to all of the young artists that are coming up now, but there is a group of artists that have been grinding for a long time, and they just now getting to the point where they're starting to make money.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear Big Frank on that list.
Yeah. You know, I haven't heard a lot of Big Frank music, but Big Frank, I love watching him. I love watching Big Frank. Anytime he pops on, I need to see it because he's really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't – maybe just one or two songs of Big Frank. You know, I just seem to still doing the dance everywhere, you know. But, like, listen to the music, I haven't heard much of Big Frank.
It seems like Milwaukee is starting to have a dance culture.
Yeah.
And a music culture. Yeah. Kind of like the early New York wave,
yeah,
where it was a dance culture and a rap culture coming out, where it was starting to take over and the world was starting to watch what, yeah, we call breakdancing out of New York. But I think, I don't even know what, I think it's called banging. I think what we
something
do
like
is kind of, it's called banging.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's unique to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see a lot of people like going along with the music and the dance at the same time. Kind of like when I was watching like Electric Boogaloo,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And I would see like, okay, these rappers had dance routines to the music.
Mm-hmm.
You see now with Big Frank and JP,
yeah,
and even with Steve DeStoner and Maya P, that they come in with the dances with the music.
Yeah. See, you got to bring attention to yourself because everybody rapping. So how can you get more people to listen to your music? You got to draw attention to yourself. So the dancing is the way to go.
Right.
You know, especially if you know how to dance, you know.
I don't even think that these are traditional dances.
No.
From coming out of Milwaukee.
No.
I think that this is something that evolved right here in the city.
Yeah.
And I think when I was like, I think about 10 years ago, I was introduced to the concept of banging.
Yeah.
And I think Munch was kind of like
they still
in the
it.
Middle of it.
Yeah.
Like lot of the kids, a lot of the young kids that are now turning into young adults,
right?
That was a part of the culture here, and now it's like you can't go nowhere without seeing somebody doing, mm-hmm, a version of banging.
Yeah, me and my son, we used to have parties at my studio with, mm-hmm, kids, and man, when them kids used to come, that's it. They formed their circle and they would get,
yes,
off. And I used to sit there like, man, I love it. It's entertaining. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just trying to give them something to do, man. That, so that used to be fun. We used to do that, me and Munch.
Well, when we come back, uh-huh, they just had the No Limit Cash Money versus.
Yeah.
And you was there.
Yes, sir.
Looking. Watching.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I was there. Yeah, I was there.
I want to talk about your experience of watching the versus. Cash Money versus No Limit. And I want to get your opinion of who you think won.
Okay.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got Melvin James in studio for 414 Spotlight. In the building. Stay locked in.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017 The Truth. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Melvin James from 414 Spotlight, Video Spotlight, every Saturday night at 12 o'clock on My24, in studio, 13 years in the game.
Let's get it.
It's powerful to see you in the studio today because I remember when I was a guest on 414 Spotlight and I was out here talking about police brutality and I put No Justice, No Peace on the Video Spotlight, and a lot of people at that time, you know, if you really wanted to make an impact, you had to go to 414 Spotlight,
yeah,
because you was the one that was allowing people to express their art on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And many times people would be like, oh, Tory, I seen your video. You know,
yeah,
a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of artists was able to do a lot of great things because you would mentor them as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, Tory, also businesses too. I made it affordable for the small businesses to get,
right,
the commercial on to get, yep, more views. You know what I'm saying? Going there, interviewing them, all that.
Commercial side.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You definitely was one of those people that was hustling to make sure that not only you would be an example of what to do, that you were showing a lot of the artists how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I came home, a lot of the performances, it wasn't right. It wasn't organized. It wasn't, mm-hmm, structured. But you provided a platform for a lot of the young artists to come in and get their situation structured to where it's presentable to the public.
That's right. You know, a lot of them was coming with all the dirty videos, the guns and the marijuana, all that. I said, man, you know, make your video where everybody want to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, I got kids. They want to watch my show, but I'm not going to play that. Even though I can play some of that stuff,
mm-hmm,
I don't want it in my show. It's certain curse words you can use on Channel 24 that they allow. I don't allow it. It's certain stuff like, you know, you can smoke weed on TV. I don't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want my show clean for everybody. And I started teaching them, you know, and it made sense.
You went to the No Limit.
Yeah.
Cash Money Battle. First of all, how you get a ticket? You just...
My wife, yeah, she went online, bought a ticket.
Okay,
we flew out to Vegas. And...
Y'all flew out to Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, was it everything you thought it would be?
No.
Okay, here we go. Can you tell us what happened?
All right, we get dropped off at the Uber at the front door. You know, we got our ticket on the phone, right? Get to the front door. We got redirected to go around to the building to get a bracelet. Well, it's about 4,000 people standing outside.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so people like, we've been out here for an hour and a half. It's about time we do all that, go get the bracelet, walk all the way back around, get in the building. This place is huge. It's like, man, it's just huge.
How many people could fit in there?
I don't know, Tori.
How many people came?
They said about 30,000.
30,000 people came to the verse?
That's what they said. That's what they said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when we finally get in there, you know, we waiting around. When we got in there, what's the name just came on? The Clips. They had some open acts. The Clips came on when they got off. Another group came on. They got off. Another group came on. They got off. Okay, I'm like, man, it's like 9 o'clock now. Make a long story short, I missed it.
Hold on.
I missed the verses. Yeah.
What?
I missed the verses story.
Hold on.
So I did not see it live. You know why? I got held up outside going to get that bracelet. But in the midst of me buying our ticket, it didn't say anything about we had to get bracelets. I'm going to the door with my phone, like, hey, scan me.
Right.
They said, nope, you got to go all the way around and get you a bracelet. Like I said, it was like 4,000 people out there. So when y'all saw it on TV and it looked dead.
You was in line.
I was in line. So when y'all saw it on TV, Tori.
What?
Bruh.
And it looked that live. That's why. We all outside with our soldier gears on. Ready. So by 9 o'clock, it's a Mexican guy on stage. He's rapping in Spanish. But it's about 20,000 black people standing around. Laying on the floor waiting on the verses. We didn't even know we missed it. Think about it.
Are you serious?
If I had knew I missed a show, I wouldn't be in there until 9 o'clock. And this is a standing room show. There weren't no seats. Hey, man, I'm 50.
Did y'all get y'all money back?
No.
Wait a minute. So you can't even see the verses.
First of all,
you waiting around, and they how many people out there with you? Like thousands?
Thousands. Listen, thousands of people missed the show. Thousands. So like I said, anytime you have a concert, when in the history of a concert, the main act come on first? They had openers. Well, the verses came on first. Then everybody just came on after them.
Wait a minute. So the verses, that they what you mean? Well, it's verses. So you want to – I didn't even hear any promotion of opening acts and nothing like that.
That one for y'all, for the internet.
Okay.
That was for, I guess, to sell more tickets. Because, like I said, when we got in there, the Eclipse – It was coming on. They was on for about 45 minutes. Then some other Mexican guy came on. And after that, then somebody else came on.
After the verses was over.
Yeah. But at this time, like I said, I didn't know it was over. We still waiting around. We all excited.
So you get in there, you see the Clips, you see all of these people performing.
And by now, it's
9
o'clock.
And nobody said, hey, nope. They already did it.
And
already.
It was crazy. They were promoting the verses still on the screen. Like, okay, like they was coming up still.
Oh, no.
Man, I was hot.
So when did you finally see the verse? You had to go look on YouTube.
That's right. So here I am. I'm in my hotel looking at the verses on YouTube.
After all of that.
After all the tour. Flew out there from Milwaukee, got a hotel, all the whole nine.
Dressed up like you was born to be a soul.
Man, you should see my pictures online. I mean we was ready.
Wow.
So I didn't see the verses in person, but we went and we missed it. Not just me, thousands.
Do you got video of people? Did you ever get your phone out and kind of look?
A little bit. But like I said, that was from the videos from the Clips. I'm like, okay, well, they got the Clips. They open an act. That's what I was thinking. I never went to a concert where the main act come on first. So say like a Snoop Dogg come. And we got Munch Lawrence open it up. We got so-and-so open it up. But Snoop come on first.
And then
everybody just come on after him. That's what they did. Mm. So it was some people from Milwaukee that we saw missed it. DJ Manny. I saw DJ Manny. He missed the show too. We was like, man, what the hell? You know, so yeah.
And yeah, because when you watched it live, it looked dead. It looked like the people that was in there didn't even know what the music was.
No, Tori, the people that was there to see the verses, half of us missed it because we got stuck outside getting bracelets. Okay, the show started at 5 o'clock. Okay. if you pulled up at 4:30, that's enough time to get in, scan my ticket, and get searched. I was right at the door. If they had to let me in,
you would have made it.
I'd have been fine. But I got redirected. I had to walk about a block and a half around to the building. And when we got back there, the line was long. Wow. So many people was back there. And then when we all got in there, we got in the show. We waiting around. We didn't. No one said that came on.
So when you saw it on the phone, because now you finally watched it.
When I got back to the hotel.
You got back to the hotel. You upset, obviously.
Yeah.
And so you pull up the YouTube. You finally say, okay, let me watch this.
I haven't watched it. Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, I was mad that I missed the show, but I am a No Limit fan. Period. If you ask me who my favorite group was, it's gonna be No Limit, hands down. Don't talk to me about nobody else.
Not Cash Money.
Nope. I'm a Master P. That's it. There's nobody but Master P to me. I ain't talking about he's the best rapper. I just like his whole style. Period.
Okay.
So I was ready. But check this out. So when I get back home and all that, I start putting it online. What happened? I end up talking to Silk the Soccer role manager.
So Silk the Shocker road manager contacted you?
Nope, I contacted them and let them know what happened. They was like, what? I said, that's why the crowd was so dead, y'all. They didn't even know. They didn't know all these people got held up outside.
Okay, so ain't no refunds or nothing?
Nope.
Because by the time you got in there, you did watch some of the
concerts. Yes, I watched some, yeah.
That wasn't advertised.
Right.
So you got some of your money's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see what I wanted to see. Yeah. I mean, the ticket was only $150. I see your money, but it was $150 each, which wasn't too bad. But
what did Silk the Shocker road manager say to you?
He was just like, wow. And so he shared the information on to, you know, I guess my Master P and him. He was like, everybody was like, wow. He was like that. I said, man, listen, it was power. I said, man, if y'all wanted to know why the crowd was so weak, we were outside.
Well, they should have came on your show after that.
Right?
They should have got a guest from No Limit to come on the show and do a little performance or something.
He let me know they're going on tour.
Okay.
So he said, man, listen, we go on tour, hit me up, and I'll see what I can do for you. So.
All right. So do I dare to ask you who won the Versus?
No Limit.
Okay. Because Juve.
Man, listen.
Juvenile.
I love Juvenile.
Was working all night.
He
come through the city all the time.
All the time. I love Juvenile. And he did great.
Salute to Core DJ Kale.
Yep. I met Juvenile through him.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
He always come here.
Yep. Always. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But No Limit did it, man. I mean, they was ready, man. Hey, man, they was just ready.
Yeah. When you talk about performance, like, because we talked about the performance, when you talk about Cash Money and No Limit, it seemed like No Limit had a better stage presence.
That's right.
And it seemed like Cash Money was just using Juvenile. They based everything around Juvenile, which we like Juvenile.
Yeah.
But I thought if Lil Wayne had been there.
It would have been better.
You know, some of his catalog would have helped.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what BG, because I think BG had like one song that everybody kind of rocked to.
Yeah. It was really Juvenile.
Why did they talk about Turk? Why are they beefing with Turk in a situation where, you know, it's supposed to be a celebration of music? I don't know. I just think that it was like a payday almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It looked like when I looked at it at the end, I was like, I think No Limit really treated it like a performance.
Yeah.
But I believe Cash Money treated it like it
they was. They showed up.
Yeah, it was like an extra payday.
They didn't show up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But No Limit, they was ready, man. They was ready. You could tell they probably rehearsed somewhere. You could tell they was ready.
Well, I'm going to give you your final thoughts. What do you want the people to know about 414 Spotlight, Melvin James? How can they keep up with you, what you doing?
Man, listen, you can catch me every single Saturday at midnight. On my 24, 414 Video Spotlight. It's an hour show. You got a clean and quality video. And listen, let's be clear. This is not a hip-hop show.
Okay.
This show is for everybody. If you got a clean and quality video, it just
looks like. Rock bands, anybody.
Yeah. As long as it's clean and quality.
Right.
People think it's a hip-hop show because that's all I get.
Well, you know, the streets definitely submit.
All the time.
Their music.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
You said if a rock band wanted to play their song.
Yeah, I had a couple.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mexican.
You know,
yeah.
I was in a rock band for like.
Were you?
8, 9 years.
Do you remember Petty Hendrix?
Yep.
Okay.
I like Petty Hendrix.
He went rock.
Where is he at now?
I think he live in Atlanta.
Is he still doing rock and roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was always good at it.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, because I haven't heard nothing lately.
That's why. Because he do rock.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's really good. I'm really proud of him, because he's taking it way serious. He did the rap music. And he said, man, this is, I always wanted to do this. If you listen to some of his songs, you can tell he wanted to do rap.
Okay. Well, how can we support you? How can we keep in touch with you?
Man, listen, first of all, I'm old school. You can call me 414-391-4128.
Okay, like Mike Jones.
Yeah, you call me.
Say the number one more time.
414-391-4128. Just call me. Just call me. Because, you know, sometimes social media might not work. That phone number will always be there.
Well, thank you, Melvin. We appreciate you for coming through. You got to come. You got to bring one of your artists through.
I will.
You got to start coming through, stopping through with some of the videos and the artists radio edit. Like you know, we gotta have a radio edit. But
yeah,
like I said, that'll be dope.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime, Tori. And Tori, real quick, man, I still love you, man. I still know everything you did in the past is awesome, 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 awesome. You helped one of my artists, remember? Bonnie, with her daughter in Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Bonnie, sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we
man.
Brought Imani Chambers out of Chicago. She was missing for 30 days.
That's right. Yeah, she had a video on my show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My man.
Yeah, that's a... Hey, we got work to do. And like I said, continue to keep up with the culture as usual as we move forward into the future, as we need to be more creative and doing better, because I think it's an economy that needs to come to the city, and we need to, you know, get some economics from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Melvin James. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we had a powerful conversation with Melvin James, but it was something that he said to me the last segment when we went to break, that he almost died. And I was like, wait a minute, like, what you mean you almost died? I think that it kind of, you know, led me into what, why didn't you say that? And I think that he was just trying to, you know, get all of the culturistic stuff out the way. But I'm holding Melvin James over for another segment because Melvin, come back here. Bring yourself back up in here. Bring yourself back up in the studio.
We back. 414 Video Spotlight. Hey, Melvin James in the building.
Let's
I'm
get
still
Melvin
here.
James back in here for because you almost lost your life.
So I was driving, and I was on the south side driving, and I just started sweating out of control. I didn't know what was happening. So I called my wife, pulled over. I said, hey, something's going on with me. She said, okay, well, I said, I'm going to drive to the hospital because I don't know. But at that time, I was having a stroke. Never had a stroke before. I didn't know what was going on. So I drove to the hospital. But when I got there, man, I was so weak. So there was a lady wheeling out somebody in one of them chairs. I said, hey, can you wheel me in there? Because I couldn't even walk in. I'm like, so she wheeled me in there, and they checked me in real fast. And then when they checked me out, the doctor came in there and said, they had me on the stroke floor. I was in there the same time that comedian, what's his name, was in there? It'll come back. Anyway, I was on the stroke floor. And once they ran all these tests, the doctor said, you know,
sip, he said,
there you
sip,
go.
Sip.
We was there at the
he
same
recently
time.
He recently had a stroke.
Yeah, we was there at the same time, but I didn't know until I got out. So.
Shout out to Sip.
Yeah. So I said, after they got me in there, they checked me, the doctor said, you know, you had a heart attack.
What?
Multiple strokes. And you had it called a blood clot in my brain. I said, I had all that? He said, how did you get here? I said, I drove. He said, that made him mad. He said, why didn't you call the ambulance? I said, well, because I was down the street. I said, man, I said, doc, listen, I don't know nothing about no stroke. I didn't know what was happening. And they did all these tests. Man, they was coming in there checking on me every half hour. But you know what, Tori? I didn't feel like I had all that. I'm asking the doctors, like, hey, can I go walk on board? They was like, oh, no. No, 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 no.
You was in bad condition, and you didn't even know how bad the condition was.
I didn't feel like it. That was my first time ever really being sick like that. Having all that stuff at one time? No, I didn't know that was all that was going on.
And we just had a conversation about how we as men, we don't go to the doctor. We don't get checkups or nothing like that. By the time we do go to the doctor's life and death.
Right. You know, so after that, Tory, make a long story short, man, let me tell y'all something. Most people ask God to heal him. I didn't. asked God to show me what was wrong. And once I learned that what was wrong, mm-hmm. I got home. I was in there for a whole week, got home, looked myself in the mirror, and I apologized to my kidneys and to my all my heart, everything. I was sorry.
The diet.
Yeah. I did that. Mm-hmm. There's no spirit or no devil attack me. No. My kidneys and my heart and my organs was bad because how I ate. So guess what? I apologized to myself. Looked myself in the mirror and said I was sorry. Mm. And I would never do that again. So since that point, I done changed a lot of eating, a lot of ways I do things, and it's making myself better, man.
You vegan?
Nope. I just take it easy, man. I just take it easy. You know, I do more of like warm water, tea, stuff like that.
You do herbs?
Very little. Mm-hmm. But you know, Tori, just don't put it in your body. You ain't got to do herbs. You ain't got to do tea. Just don't put that foolishness in your body. That's it. McDonald's and Burger King, Chick-fil-A, all that stuff.
McChicken sandwiches with cheese.
Tori, listen, when you're making a little money, you can eat what you want to eat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's just keep it real. That's what it is.
I got you. I'm listening.
But it really caught me off guard when they came in there and said that.
Look, you telling me you started sweating
really bad? It's running down my back
because usually the sign that something is going on, your body starts to react a certain way.
Yeah,
so that's your body reacting to what's going on.
It was like I was fading, like I was really getting dizzy. Like I'm like, whoa, like it was really woozy, really really woozy. Like, man, what's going on? What's happening? But you know what? Now that happened to me, Tori. It was some times at home that I had small strokes, but I didn't know what it was.
Hold on. What was the small strokes?
Okay. I know what they are now.
So give me an example of a small stroke.
So I'm sitting at home watching TV, right? Just like this, I'm watching TV. And then I had looked up at the light in my basement. We were sitting down there, and bam, I saw doubles. I mean, literally, like I saw two of everything, you know, and it was like, I'm like, man, what's going on? But did a couple blink like this, and it went away.
Hold on.
That was a stroke right there.
Okay.
I didn't even know.
I never heard of that.
Yep. Man, stroke, they can come so small and you don't be knowing. If you ain't never had a stroke, you don't know.
Wow.
They know. So.
And usually when people have strokes, you know, it has a traumatic effect on their body.
Yep. I'd have not. Right. I was on a stroke floor. Most of the patients, you get people crying and people can't walk the whole nine. Right. I didn't have any. I think I had a little handshake like this. Mm-hmm. But they went away like in a week.
Mm.
But they kept on coming in and like, hey, you all right? I'm like, yeah, doc. I ain't trying to say I want to go home, but can I go walk in the hallways? I felt fine. I couldn't understand it.
And well, you know you got a praying wife now. You know she's praying.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
She done sent up the message up to heaven. Man, listen. Don't take my husband.
All right. You know, Tori, and then when I was sitting in that car, I said to myself, whatever's going on with me, don't panic. Because that makes things worse. If you get shot and you hollering and screaming, oh, Lord, now your blood pumping out of control. Don't panic. Mm. And I didn't panic what was going on. So maybe that's why it wasn't so bad, but I was sweating. All I know, I can feel it running all the way down my back in my shoes.
When you finally got the diagnosis of all the things that was going on with you.
They put me on 15 pills. I'm down to four now. Because of me.
Oh, wow.
I changed my way of eating, all the blood thing and stuff, all this stuff, Tori, all the heart medicine, all that. I just changed. They told me I was going to be on a lot of these pills forever. Well, I'm not because I changed.
You changed your diet.
That's right. You know, that's it. You know.
Was you eating steaks and shrimps or something?
Just some of everything, Tori.
Some wine? Just some
of everything, man.
What was going on, man?
Fast food, just a lot, man. Just some of everything.
Eating them big Buffets.
And just some everything, man. But know what? I definitely made a change to eat, man. I'm telling you, man. Y'all, go get your blood pressure checked, people. I'm telling you right now, that's a silent killer.
Hey, Drew, what you listening? What you thinking about this?
Tori, can we talk about our weight loss challenge that we got going on?
Oh, we do got a weight loss challenge.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
GP and Andrew got a weight loss challenge because they trying to change their diets.
Man, listen. Stop eating after 6 o'clock and don't eat again until 10, like maybe like 10 a.m. every day. See, people call like a Daniel fast, the church fast. I don't got no name of mine. I just don't do it. 6 o'clock, I'm done.
So don't eat after 6.
Yeah.
And pick the spoon back up at 10 a.m.
About 10 a.m. And if you can go longer, go longer.
Intermittent fast.
And let me tell you, it's a good one. Just regular warm water. You'll be surprised. Well, regular warm and how does you can do for your body? Man, listen, I don't want to sound too personal, but going to the bathroom, number two, It's smooth. It's,
I'm
talking about. I'm like, whoa. You can barely even smell it.
So how long have you been
because
eating right?
Warm water.
And what are the effects that you see? What was the immediate effect of eating right? Like, all of a sudden you knew, okay, my body's starting to get in a space where I don't have to worry about having a stroke. Or are you still in a space
Still in the space.
Okay.
But I do see a difference. I totally – it's like my mind work better. It's like, you know, I think better. You know, I'm not sluggish all the time. I don't need a nap all the time.
Somebody said, leave that big back diet alone.
Damn.
All I'm saying is we all have to start tackling ideas of nutrition.
You got to,
like,
man.
Andrew and GP, they got a little bet going that whoever loses the most weight at the end of November get $100.
At the end of November?
Yeah. They got to go through all through November, and they're going to weigh in, and then they only going to weigh in, and then they're going to weigh out.
That ain't
bad. They're going to weigh in November 1st, but they doing it around the time where they stopping the SNAP benefit, so...
Oh, well, that
don't count. It shouldn't count.
It should count.
they ain't going to have no food in the pantry.
Right. Yeah, right.
All right,
man.
You're going to run the break.
Right. Ain't got no food. You're going to lose weight anyway.
Oh, wow. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. We go get more info. And I think Melvin got another story about him being robbed as well. Did you want to tell that story or you want to wait on that one?
We're going to wait on that one.
Okay, we're going to wait on that one. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we're going to wait on
that
one.
Okay, well, next time you come through, bring an artist. We'll have another great segment. I appreciate you for telling your personal story about almost losing your life due to diet and how you got it back on track.
Yeah, man, get your blood pressure checked. Cause that is a silent killer. Go get a check. You feel good, but you ain't good.
You know? All right. Well, look, thank you for stopping through, Melvin James, 414 Spotlight, Saturday night at 12 on My24. Powerful, powerful conversation with Melvin James. When we come back, we'll get on with the show. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look, that was a great interview with Melvin James. Took me off guard. Almost lost his life. Had to get his diet together. Powerful testimony, especially for those that are out here not paying attention to their nutrition. Sometimes we all get in a space where we love to eat what we want, but then we have to face the side effects down the road. And once you change your diet, I've changed a lot of my diet, but I'm telling you, I still ain't perfect with the diet change, Andrew.
You're my weight loss coach for this challenge, so
I'm definitely the white. I'm definitely get involved because, like I said, this is the time. This is the time. I mean, especially I wasn't trying to joke about the SNAP benefits, but we all might be losing weight in November. I mean, for a lot of people out here. So we all might have to go on the challenge. We all might have to do the challenge, loss challenge.
Let me ask you. You got GP in here doing Pop Culture Report. You got me producing now. Whose team are you on?
I'm on both sides. I think that it's healthier. But you my producer, so I'm going to have to lean more toward you because I'm going to have to have you running up the stairs like Rocky.
Pow!
Running up the stairs over there on North Avenue by the park up the stairs. If you can make it up all them stairs a couple times, you might be all right.
I love it.
But we got a story out of Ohio where an Ohio woman was charged in DoorDash driver's death after alleged hit-and-run crash. Now, something is always going on with these DoorDash people. We got the one lady right here in Milwaukee that followed the lady home, tore up her car over 10 wings from Friars. But now I looked up and I seen a woman from Ohio charged in the DoorDash driver's death after a hit-and-run crash. We got some audio on this if you're watching this rebroadcast live. Let's listen.
Every memories I got is with him. You know, we grew up together.
The younger brother of Ibrahim Diakite asked not to be identified as he remembered the 31-year-old who died after a violent confrontation last week in Westerville.
He wasn't only my brother. He was my best friend.
Family members telling us Ibrahim was working as a DoorDash driver Wednesday morning when he got into a minor traffic accident with a woman in this shopping center parking lot.
Very hardworking young man, full of life.
According to charging documents obtained by ABC6, Danielle Henry, who police have said was in a stolen car and had just shoplifted, was involved in a minor crash with Ibrahim and fled the scene. Ibrahim followed her to an intersection where he stopped his car in front of Danielle's and then stood in front of her SUV to prevent her from driving away. At one point, Ibrahim got on the hood of Danielle's vehicle to stop her from leaving. That's when police say Danielle accelerated, with Ibrahim still on the hood, pulling him under the car, dragged for approximately 300 to 600 feet, and run over. Danielle drove away. Ibrahim died a short time later.
She ran away. How can you do that? That's not human.
Why didn't you take
his life?
Danielle, who had an arrest warrant on an unrelated charge, was taken into custody a few days later and faces several charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide and involuntary manslaughter. We checked the 34-year-old's criminal past. It goes back nearly 15 years. Danielle back in court next week to face charges related to Ibrahim's death. His family will be there, too.
We want to make sure she doesn't kill somebody else.
Oh, wow.
We don't want somebody else to go through what we are going through.
Wow. I don't know what's going on this whole year. Like, it'll be November. We only got, what, two more months before the end of the year to 2026. And I'm going to tell you, this whole year, I've been looking at stories that made me scratch my head on what could people have done different or what kind of attitude that they could have had to avoid it. And many times when you look at how these people are losing their lives or over the stupidest, silliest things, and in 2026, we got to all come together and say, we got to get around this impulsive, negative behavior. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's some people saying it's in the food. Some people say it's a lot of chemicals in the food that we chewing on. Like, look what happened to Melvin James. He said, hey, he had a stroke, blood clots, and it was because of his diet. But if you look at movies like Clone Tyrone and how they say that they have all these different chemicals in the chicken sandwich and things like that to keep customers addicted and things like that, I'm wondering, is it having a psychological effect to where people, the cognitive thinking skills are reduced? Because how are you freaking out over food? It may be an addiction. It may be an addiction. What in the world? People are very angry and irritated. It's so dangerous. Every conversation now, you have to pick and choose your battles. I remember when they told me when I was coming up, one day you may run into somebody. Don't be a bully, because you may run into somebody, you know, that's willing to take that challenge. And I've always practiced not bothering people because of that. Because, you know, you think you're tough, and if you pick on enough people, you're going to hit the right one. So if you got a lifestyle where you challenging everybody that come in front of you, you're destined to run into somebody that's going to take that challenge. So I don't practice. I practice walking away. It's tougher to walk away. Because everybody has that impulsive nature to try to say, okay, who want it? Who want it with me? Come get some of this medicine. And I stopped that. I was raised to be triggered. And then I had to deprogram myself to not be triggered. And that's a whole process within itself. Everybody in my neighborhood, was trained to react. And I think that many times we got to pick and choose what to react to. And I think I've seen a lot of people fall victim of just petty things that escalated to life and death situations. And let's go into 2026 treating each other better, having a better mental attitude, mental intelligence, get our mental intelligence up. Stop all of that slick talking off the side of your face, because a lot of people right now are irritated, especially in November where they're saying that a lot of people may be going without food. You got to be extra careful now. Somebody even told me that if you're going to the grocery store and SNAP may not be affecting you a certain kind of way, if you go to the grocery store and get a big cart of groceries and you're taking it out to your car, you got to be careful, because you may be saying, okay, I got money to buy groceries, but it might be somebody waiting in the shadows looking for you to come out with that cart, and they might take your, try to take what you got from the store. I'm just saying, these are things that you got to be looking out for as we move into this shutdown. Especially single women that have the means to try to, go shopping and get stuff. Don't go get a big cart full of stuff. Somebody might crash out on you. We don't know. Hopefully they get it together. Hopefully they don't shut it down. Hopefully somebody come out with some common sense. But when we come back, we're going to have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.